Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, you all. We're getting ready to get started. So, hold on. Get ready.
They're on mute right now. Okay.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Axe Church. It's our New Year's Eve service. You all, listen, we're going to get cut off. If you're listening online, you're probably going to get cut off because the show shifted the schedule. So what I want to encourage you to do is go ahead, make sure that you call in. You want to call in so that you can be a part of everything that's going on. You don't want to miss anything that's happening tonight. Yes, that call-in number, for those of you who are listening online, is 343-327-9813, 343-327-9813. Make sure that you call in so that you don't miss anything. Right now, we're going to get started with Charles Jenkins. Awesome.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. Great, and he's greatly to be praised. Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great, and he's greatly to be praised. Our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Gives strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know it's awesome, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
Awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on and testify. Awesome.
Awesome.
If you believe it, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and say it.
Oh,
my God.
giver of salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify if you know he's awesome. Say it. Come on and lift your voice and say.
No matter what may come my way,
Jesus, my life
is near. Let's sing it together. And don't you be afraid.
And don't be afraid.
Joy cometh in the morning.
Joy cometh in the morning.
Troubles, they don't last so long. For there's a friend named Jesus.
For there's a friend named Jesus.
Who will wipe every
tear. Who will wipe your tears away.
And if your heart is broken.
And if your heart is broken.
Just lift those hands and
lift your
come on, sing it with me. I know I can.
Oh, I know that I can.
Bless your name, Jesus. I know.
I know that I can.
No matter what may come my way.
No matter what may come my way.
My life.
My life is in.
Oh, hallelujah. With Jesus, I can take this.
Jesus, I
really love you, Jesus. With him.
With him, I know.
No matter what may come my way.
No matter what may come my way.
Hallelujah.
My life is in your
hands. Listen.
So days of tests and trials.
They seem to get you down.
They seem to get you down.
And all your friends and loved ones.
And all your friends and loved ones.
They're nowhere to be found.
Are nowhere to
remember, 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 there is a friend.
Remember,
oh, I love him, I love him.
Who will wipe your tears away?
I know he will. And if
your heart is broken,
this is all you have to do.
Just lift your hands.
Oh, come on and come with me. Hey, come on.
Oh, my soul that I
don't you give up. I know.
I know that.
Hang on, joy is coming, I know
no
it.
No matter what may come my way.
Jesus, my life.
My life is in.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. With him, I know I can take it.
Jesus, I can take it.
With him, I know.
With him, I know.
I feel like having some church in here. No matter
no
what.
Matter what may
yeah.
Way.
Jesus, my life is in.
My life.
Every person that's going through, lift your hands and say with me, I know I can.
I know that I can.
I got a witness in here somewhere. I know.
I know that I can.
Hallelujah. No matter what may come my way.
No matter what
hallelujah.
May come my way.
Jesus, my life is in. Oh, I love you so much, Jesus. With you, I know I can.
Jesus, I can.
Oh, bless your name, Jesus.
No matter what
will come my way. No matter what
hallelujah. May come my way.
Hallelujah.
My life is in
hallelujah.
Your hands.
Come on and pray with me. I know.
I know that I can make it.
I know you can make it. I know you can.
I know that I
no matter what may come my way. Make it.
No matter what
hallelujah.
May come my way.
I know I can take it.
Jesus,
I'm feeling all in my spirit right now. I'm feeling it. No matter what may come my way.
No matter what may come my way.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. No matter what you're going through. His grace and mercy. Do it for him. He loves you. I know you.
Amen, amen, amen. Adam, can you give me some more volume? Can you give me some more volume on my microphone, sir? A little more volume on the microphone, sir. Volume, volume, volume. Testing. Volume on the microphone. Okay, that's a little bit better. That's a little bit better. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Oh, I don't hear no excitement. It ain't New Year's Eve. If y'all was in the club, y'all wouldn't sound like that. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Yeah. Listen, tonight is a special night. It is our first annual New Year's Eve worship and testimony service. All right. We're going to go ahead. We're getting started. We've already done praise and worship. We're getting ready for the first part of the service. The first part of the service is going to be a little different. What we want to do is we want to take a few minutes just to give some testimonies of what God has done for you in 2013. I don't know about anybody else, but I know that God has done some amazing things in my life in 2013. And I want to definitely give him honor as we are preparing to shift. That's with an F. Shift into 2014. So before we even get started, let us stand. We're going to go in with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just come before you, Lord. First of all, God, we just lay down the weight of today. Whatever we've gone through, whatever struggles we've had, whether it is catching a flight, trying to get here, battling traffic, dealing with work, just dealing with the everyday issues of life, God. We lay it all down so that we might be able to give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. And God, right now, we got ourselves that we might live to you, God, that you might be glorified and magnified in this place on this evening. God, we pray that we would hear a word from you. Let us, God, submit ourselves unto you, that you might get all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I know you all may be seated. I know that probably about a week ago, Kendra and I were having a conversation, and she was talking about wanting to do a testimony. She said, we should do testimonies. We should do testimonies. I said, girl, I already had that plan for New Year's. You know, great minds think alike. And so that's what we want to do. We want to open the floor so that if you have a testimony of what God has done for you, something God's done for you in 2013, this is your opportunity to share that testimony, okay? So this is your opportunity to share your testimony for 2013, what God's done for you this year. Amen? Everybody don't raise your hands at once. I know so much. Sean? You got to get the microphone, sir. You got to get the microphone. Mic check. One, two. Good evening. Yes.
I wanted to go first because I believe God has truly opened my eyes in 2013.
Mm.
He has removed his weight.
Yes.
And gave me more grace. But no, I truly appreciate people he has in my life. Rick, Dr. D, you know, I have no words to tell you how much I appreciate you guys for not only just supporting me and my training, but just, you know, pushing us forward vigorously. So look forward to great things. 2014, 2013, just an hour.
Amen. Amen. Well, we definitely appreciate you being here. Amen. 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 Anybody else? Testimony from 2013. Testimony from 2013. What God has done. Baby, you're going to have to, Sean, can you give it to Gabby? Have Gabby run. He's young. Gabby's young. He can do it. Gabby, bring the mic around, baby, for people. Amen. Right here in the front. Amen. Miss Kendra.
Hello, everyone. I want to say Happy New Year, first and foremost. And, oh, wow. 2013 has been like a roller coaster.
I feel like you just need to stand up, girl.
And, first of all, meeting Dr. B and being obedient, her and I both follow what God told us to do, which is what we now hear to the actors. In April, I was laid off from my job, didn't know what was going to happen, where it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I had a little income, but I was down to lose enough to use the public class to use that time to find myself and what my purpose is in life and for God, through God.
Mm-hmm.
So during that 8-month span, I was able to have a rebirth, and then when I turned 40, it was like no more. But the wilderness, the wilderness,
mm.
The wilderness, so I felt like that 20th birthday was a rebirth, and then I was on the
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to give my testimony, and then I'm going to get into the word. The Lord definitely has a word to establish our 2014. And like Sean said, if you don't take advantage of it, it's going to be your loss. But, you know, I had the opportunity to go to Fort Wayne, Indiana, to see our sister Nicole Sherman, who was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. And on the journey, a lot of things transpired. And all of them reminded me of just how blessed I am and have been in 2013. First of all, when you are dealing with someone who has what's considered a quote-unquote terminal illness, because, you know, we think cancer, we immediately think death. It is a reminder that life is fragile and you need to take advantage of every moment of your life. The other thing that I discovered was that, you know, God can use whoever he wants to in order to bless you and to encourage you, inspire you, and empower you. And it doesn't have to be someone who's right there where you are, because we connected over the radio show. And yet he sent me all the way to Fort Wayne, Indiana. And that said, trust God. Because though I didn't know how it was going to work out financially, God worked it out. And in the midst of all of it, in the midst of my obedience, because obedience is better than what? Sacrifice. In the midst of my obedience, I also got to see my older sons and my grandsons, my mother, my sister, her new baby, my aunt, my cousin, my niece's new baby, and it was sick. If you are my friend on Facebook, you may have seen my aunt put a post up about the few minutes that we got to see each other, and it was literally just a few minutes. Like, we were on our way out. I got to stop. I knocked on the door. I hugged her, kissed her, hugged her, kissed her, hugged her, kissed her, hugged her, kissed her, and said, I got to go, Auntie. I love you. And I got on the road. You see, it's not how long we spend time with people. It's what we do in the time that we get with them. And 2013 taught me a lot about letting go and letting God, about trusting God, about being obedient no matter what it costs you, and about really understanding the meaning of friends and friendship and family beyond the bond of blood, human blood, natural blood, but family in terms of the blood of Christ, which creates family as well. So I thank God for 2013. I thank God for the Acts Church International. Woo! And the reason I thank God is that this vision has been in me for quite some time, and finally it was birthed. And it's created a movement. And if people don't catch on, they're going to get left or they're going to get run over. And it's just that simple. So I thank God for 2013. I thank him for my family. I thank him for my husband, the wonderful support that he is. I just thank him for each and every one of you, because you all are important to me. I don't want to take anything for granted. I thank him for life, health, and strength, because we didn't have to have it. Amen? Are y'all ready for this word? Okay, y'all, I need y'all to get ready, because I'm about to drop some knowledge, okay? As I was talking to God about 2014, I was talking to God about 2014. I said, God, what is it that you would have me to tell the people about 2014? And I am, at the core of my being, a scholar. I like to know. I like to understand. I like to study. And one of the things that I like to understand is biblical numerology. One of the reasons I like to understand biblical numerology is because numbers have significance. Numbers have significance, and their significance points us in direction. Numbers have significance, and the significance points us in direction. So, listen, I don't know if y'all got some paper, but if you got some paper and a pen, you want to write this down. If you don't, you want to make sure that you stop coming up in here without any, okay? Because I'm telling you, in 2014, God is getting ready to give us some knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that you're going to want to take with you and be able to have. Now, let's start with 2014. In terms of biblical numerology, there are several ways that we can break 2014 down, okay? And I'm going to talk about it in multiple ways. So let's start with the 20 and the 14 first, 2014. 20 is 2 times 10, or double 10s, right? 14 is 2 times 7, or double 7, okay? Now, the interesting thing about this is 10 is the number of divine order. It's the number of divine order, perfect divine order. That's 10. So we're talking with 20 that it's double divine order. Now, this is the other interesting thing. 20 is also one away from 21, which is anticipation, expectation, because at 21, you get triple seven, all right? That's 3 times perfection, spiritual perfection, the Godhead, completion, 3 times it, right? So now you've got anticipation, you've got divine order, double perfect order, okay, in your life. Think about that. Have you ever been in a place where maybe something was all out of order in your life? It may have been signing your files on your computer. It may have been the house. It may have been a room. But it was out of order. And because it was out of order, you felt kind of chaotic. But when you put order in, suddenly you could see clearly. You could get to things faster. Things begin to fall into place. You felt the greatest sense of ease. Well, double that, and when you double that, you get extra. It's an extra added boost, okay, in terms of the order of your life. So imagine all of those things right now in your life that are out of order. And imagine God lining them up and putting them in order and then giving you a double of it, okay? Now, we play Monopoly, okay? We play Monopoly. And when you play Monopoly, you know, you may find yourself going to jail. And if you go to jail, what you want is what? You get out of jail, right? How do you get out of jail? There are 2 ways you can get out of jail. Okay, with the get out of jail free card or roll double. Now, hold on now. When you roll double to get out of jail and you roll double the first time, right? That'll get you out of jail, right? Normally, doubles are a good thing. Is that right? Doubles are a good thing, right? You roll double, so then if you roll a double, what do you get to do? Roll again. You roll a double, you get to roll again. So in Monopoly, you roll a double, you get to roll again. You roll another double, guess what? You get to do what? Roll again, okay? You roll the third double, and what happens? You go to jail. Okay? So there can be a such thing as too much of what looks like a good thing, okay? But these doubles are significant. So you've got double divine order from those 10, that's 20. You've got anticipation, expectation, which tells you you ought to be anticipating some things happening, expecting some things to happen. Now, the expectation points you over to those 7. Which is the number of completion or spiritual perfection. The number of completion or spiritual perfection. And you've got that double. So you've got double spiritual perfection. You got spiritual perfection, but you got a double. Okay? Now, when I was thinking about 2014, I said, God, what scripture is it that you want me to go to? Okay? And he took me to Isaiah 61. So you've got anticipation, expectation with the 20, right? You've got divine order double that points you to spiritual perfection. So the 10 is divine order. The 10 is divine order. Then you've got double divine order. The 7 is spiritual perfection or completion, and you've got double spiritual perfection, double completion. Okay? Isaiah when you add it together, when you add 20 to 14, what number is that? What is 20 plus 14? 34. With biblical numerology, you're always reducing to the lowest number unless it's a perfect number. The perfect numbers in biblical numerology are 3, 7, 10, and 12. 3, 7, 10, 12. The four perfect numbers in biblical numerology. Now, y'all may be saying, Dr. V, why do we need to know this? Because we need to start understanding how to decipher the signs that God sends us. We need to know how to decipher the signs that God sends us. Now, if you take 34 and you add the 3 to the 4, what do you get? Which is the number of what? Completion or spiritual perfection. So whether you're looking at it from the two tens and two sevens, or whether you reduce it to the lowest, that seven, that perfection is still showing up. Y'all, God is trying to tell us something. 2014 is the year in which all of the things that you wanted to happen can manifest. I'm talking about if you will line your life up in divine order, then God will bring about that spiritual perfection that you desire. He will manifest that which you have expected and you thought was gone. You thought it was too late. You thought it was over. God will bring it into manifestation in 2014. That's what he desires to do. Now, he can only do it if we help him, right? So let's go to Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61. Now, this particular passage text is really significant for a number of reasons. I don't know if you all remember the story of Jesus going into the temple and him opening up the scrolls, and he opened up the scrolls. And I don't know if you all knew this or not, but the scrolls weren't labeled Isaiah 61 verses 1 through 11. It wasn't labeled like that. It was the book of Isaiah, which means Isaiah. The book of Isaiah. And it says that he opened the scroll up to the book of Isaiah, and he said, read these scriptures. He said, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, for the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted and to proclaim that captives will be released and prisoners will be freed. He has sent me to tell those who mourn that the time of the Lord's favor has come, and with it, the day of God's anger against their enemies. To all who mourn in Israel, he will give a crown of beauty for your ashes. For all of your pain, for all of your mourning, for all of your loss, he's going to give you a crown of beauty for your ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning, festive praise instead of despair. In their righteousness, they will be like great oaks that the Lord has planted for his own glory. They will rebuild the ancient ruins, repairing cities destroyed long ago." So some stuff that's been destroyed a long time ago is getting ready to be repaired. "They will revive them, though they have been deserted for many generations. Foreigners will be your servants. They will feed your flock and plow your fields and tend your vineyards." In other words, other people are going to do the work for you, and you're going to reap the harvest. "You will be called priests of the Lord, ministers of our God. You will feed on the treasures of the nations and bulk in their riches. That which the world has laid up as treasures will become yours. Instead of shame and dishonor." Anybody had any shame in 2013? Any dishonor in 2013? "Instead of shame and dishonor, you will enjoy a double share of honor." Not only is he going to give you honor, he's going to double up on it. "You will possess a double portion of prosperity in your land, and everlasting joy will be yours. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. I will faithfully reward my people for their suffering and make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants will be recognized and honored among the nations. Everyone will realize that they are a people the Lord has blessed. I am overwhelmed with joy in the Lord my God, for he has dressed me with the clothing of salvation and draped me in a robe of righteousness. I am like a bridegroom in his wedding suit or a bride with her jewels. The sovereign Lord will show his justice to the nations of the world. In other words, everybody's going to see what God has done for you. Everyone just looking at you and what God has done for you, Marion, is going to praise God because they're going to say, nobody could have done that for Marion but God. His righteousness will be like a garden in early spring with plants springing up everywhere. You have been planted. You have been sown. You have been tilled. You didn't have to work the land. You didn't have to. Other people did all of that, and you are going to reap the harvest of it. Not only a harvest, but he said a double portion. You're not going to just get your share, Tamika. You're going to get a double. You're going to get your share and somebody else's share, too. That's what God is doing. Now, I said Isaiah 61. Isn't that interesting? Because Isaiah 61, 6 plus 1 is what? 7. We keep going back to this powerful number 7. Why is this 7 so important in 2014? Well, let's go a little further, y'all. Let's go a little further. Adam, go to Isaiah 61, verse 7. And let's see what it says. I need some help. Sean, can you read that for me, please? Okay. Isaiah 61, verse 7. Bring it down just a little bit more, Adam. All right. Thank you, sweetie.
Instead of shame and dishonor, you enjoy a double share of honor. You possess a double portion of prosperity in your land, and everlasting joy will be yours.
Okay. 2014, Isaiah 61, 7, spiritual perfection and double. Double. It says you're going to experience a double share of honor. Not only that, you're going to possess a double portion of prosperity in your land. In other words, not only are you going to have prosperity, he's going to double up on it. That means you're going to have some overflow. Isaiah 61, that's 7. And verse 7, spiritual perfection, double. Look at God. Now, seven. Yeah. No matter how you look at 2014, it reduces to 7. If you add the 20 and the 14, it's 7. If you add all of the individual digits, it's 7. It's still 7. It's a double 7. 2014 is 7. And then 4102 is 7. That's a double 7. It's still double. Double 7. Double honor. Double prosperity. Double, 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 double. God is doubling up on us, y'all. He's doubling it. Now let's go to Isaiah 61:10, Adam. Since we got the 10s in there, we got the 10, we got the 7, we got the double 10, we got the double 7. So let's see what Isaiah 61:10 says. Isaiah 61:10. Jessica, you going to read that for me? Makai, hand her the mic, please.
I am open now with joy in the Lord my God. For he has dressed me with the clothing of salvation and draped me in the robe of righteousness. I am like a bridegroom in his wedding suit or a bride of her
jewels. Ah, if you've ever gotten married, it's something about the wedding day. There's an air of expectation and anticipation. Remember we said the 20, it says expectation, anticipation, right? There's an air of expectation and anticipation. We said that 10 is also the number of divine order. That's a divine order that's established when a man leaves his father and mother and cleaves to his wife, there's a divine order that's set up in the household. It is God, then it is the husband, then it is the wife. Okay, so there's a divine order that's set up. But y'all, let me share this with you. 20 also represents redemption. 20 also represents redemption. Well, do we see redemption here? Yes, we do see redemption. It says that he has dressed me with the clothing of salvation, which means that he has redeemed me from a life of sin. That's what salvation is. Not only that, we've got some righteousness going on, and hold on. 14 represents righteousness and deliverance or salvation. How about that? Righteousness and deliverance or salvation. That righteousness. Now, where does righteousness come in? Righteousness is aligned with divine order. Righteousness is aligned with divine order. So here we have all of these doubles. We've got double divine order. We've got double spiritual perfection. All of this perfection is operating. All of these doubles are operating. God has given us double honor, a double portion. He says that we're going to reach, and then other people are going to do the work. Not just other people, but foreigners. What are foreigners? People that you don't what? You don't know. People that you don't know. People who aren't a part of your clan are going to work your fields and bring in your harvest. See, this is our problem. We've been looking at the people that we know for our blessings, and they don't have them. We're looking at the people that we know for our blessings, and they don't have them. It's the people we don't know who've got our blessings. And so what we've got to do is stop looking in the wrong places for what God has got for us. We're going back to old stuff, trying to find stuff in the old. God is saying, and behold, I do a what? A new thing. Behold, I do a new. So why do you keep going back to the old, expecting it to be new, when the word declares that you can't put new wine in old wineskins? Because it's going to bust open and be wasted. Anybody tired of wasting their good new wine? Because you're trying to put it in some old wine skin that's wore out and patched up. You done patched it as many times as you can patch it. You don't have no more passion for it. But you keep trying to pour the new wine in it. If you want what God has for you in 2014, you're going to have to stop trying to go back to them old wineskins and put the new stuff that God has deposited in you in the old wineskins. So check this out. What is the old wineskin? Old ways of thinking, old ways of acting, old ways of responding to things, holding on to old stuff that isn't even beneficial. You know it ain't beneficial. You know it don't work for you, but you still want to hold on to it. The old. So, I said, okay, God, okay, so we've got the 2014, we've got the double 10s, we've got the double 7s, we've got double divine order and double spiritual perfection. We've got redemption and salvation. We've got expectation. Okay, God, this is getting a little deep for me. It's getting a little deep. He said, well, hold on, baby, let me make it a little deeper. Okay, let me make it. Check this out. There are 14 generations. 14 generations. In the Bible, there are 14 generations between Adam and, let me get it right, Adam and Noah. Is that right? Noah and David. And David and Joseph to get to Jesus. 14 generations. Three sets of 14. Three sets of 14. Okay? And I said, okay, God, okay. Now, in the midst of all this, we have Abram. And God gave Abram a sevenfold blessing, okay? After he gave him the blessing, he was no longer Abram. He had a name change, right? Sometimes you need to change your name and your number. Come on. And your address, because Abram changed his location, all right?
But he took Lot, Sean. You can go.
So there's a sevenfold blessing of Abraham. The sevenfold blessing of Abraham. This was the sevenfold blessing of Abraham. Y'all ready? God told Abraham, this is the blessing now, seven, 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 okay? God told Abraham, I'm going to make you a great nation, which means people are going to know your what? Name. I'm going to make you a great nation, which means people are going to know your name. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to make your name great. You're going to be a blessing. Not only are you going to be a blessing, Shamika, but you, look, no, this is what I'm going to do with God. You're going to be a blessing to other people. I'm going to bless you, and you're going to bless other people. But then let me tell you what else I'm going to do. I'm going to bless the people that bless you. And guess what else I'm going to do? I'm going to curse the people that curse you. In you, all families of the earth will be blessed. You are a walking blessing, and there are people waiting for their blessing, and you're the one who's carrying it, Rebecca. You got the blessing. Why do you have the blessing? Because God said, I'm going to do what? I'm going to make you a great nation, which means it's not going to just be you, because a nation means what? Many, right? I'm going to make you a great nation. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to make your name great so people are going to know who you are. I'm going to allow you to be a blessing to other people. And because I've made you a great nation, because I've made your name great, because I have blessed you and you've been a blessing, I'm going to also bless. Okay, so if I bless you, Marion, and then God says, I'm going to bless those who bless you, and you bless me. I bless you, you bless me. And I, okay, so you got blessed, right? And you bless me. And God says, and I'm going to bless those who bless you. Then you get what? A double blessing. And this is where we get messed up, Jessica. This is where we get messed up. Somebody does something to us, and you know what we do? We retaliate. We try to get them back. But what did God say? He said, I will curse those who curse you. Do we have to put our hands on them? Do we have to put our mouths on them? Do we have to do anything? All we've got to do is bless. If we bless who God tells us to bless, because God has already blessed us, so that we can be a blessing to somebody else. And he said, if they bless us, I'm going to bless them, so they're going to get a double blessing just because they bless you. And in the same tone, I'm going to curse those that curse you. So you don't have anything to prove to anybody else. God has got you, all right? Now, I don't know about y'all, but that excited me. Anybody have some folks that, okay, excuse me, I know we don't have to go here, but anybody have some people that put their mouth on you? Whoa, where's Sean when you need him? Anybody have people that talk against your dreams, your aspirations, what you're doing? God has got it. And I'm going to tell you something. When God gets people, they know they've been got. Because God don't play. And one thing that you don't want to endure is the wrath of God. Now, hold on, because I know y'all got a little excited. Ooh, yeah, get them, Lord. Yes, get them, get them. Hold up, because remember, we said starting out, right? Judge not, lest you be judged by the same measure with which you judge somebody else. Okay, so check this out. If God is establishing divine order and you are out of order, can you get what God has for you? Not only can you not get it, but you may actually find yourself in line to be cursed. Ooh. And that has a whole nother level. See, this divine order thing is important because without the divine order, you can't get the spiritual perfection. We want to get to the end without going through the process. Shamika, you were doing Micah's hair. You couldn't get to all the braids without starting with one, could you? You had to do each individual braid in order to get a head of braids. Now, you can always try to camouflage and just do some on the top and just leave the back part just covered up and pull back, put in the ponytail. But at the end of the day, when the ponytail is undone, you can see all of that right there that was going on. God desires to give us double. Remember that double mint gum commercial? Double your pleasure, double your fun with double mint gum. They would always have the double mint twins. Y'all, it is time for us to prepare for the double that God has for us. It's time to prepare for the double that God has for us, and we can't get it unless we line up. What does it mean to line up? God, we got to get our temples in order. Our bodies, got to get them in order, okay? So, kicking out 2014, y'all. We're going to do a three-day fast, 3 days. That's all, 3 days, just three. Somebody say, just three. We ain't even taking away all your food. We just going to take away the meat. Just take away the meat, vegetables and juice and water. If your EBT card is empty, juice and water. Water with some infused fruit. You got one apple in the refrigerator. Cut it up. Put it in some water. Make it stretch. It's enough of us in here to have all things in common. If you ain't got some vegetables, somebody up in here got some vegetables. Somebody got something up in the house to eat. Because ain't none of us looking like she's missing meals, okay? So somebody got some food, all right? We're going to start Sunday. I'm going to give y'all... I won't mess you up for New Year's because I want some of that ham. That ham is good, okay? All right. Well, starting Sunday, we're going to kick off our fast, okay? It's going to be a three-day fast. We're going to fast Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. The fast is broken on Wednesday. When we come to life group, our fast will be over. And I'm expecting God to have done some miraculous things. So whatever it is that you need God to do, you need to be asking him for it. You need to be seeking him for it during that fast. Why? Because when we push our plate away and we get food and satisfying ourselves out of the way, we can hear God more clearly. If there's anything that you need God's direction on, this is the time to seek him. This is going to be the time to seek him, and he'll help us get there, okay? So we're going to get our physical bodies in order, okay? That's the first thing. We're going to get our houses in order. How about that right there? They talk about spring cleaning. We're doing New Year cleaning. Getting rid of the old. Y'all know y'all got some stuff in your closet you can't fit, you ain't going to be able to fit. Get rid of it. And when you lose the weight, you need to expect God to give you double what you gave away. We got to believe God. If we're going to believe God, we got to believe him for what he said. We want to see this double manifestation? Believe him. Give like you think God is getting ready to double it up. Okay? So we're going to get our physical bodies in order. We're going to get our houses in order. Then guess what else we're going to get in order? Our what? Our minds. We're going to get our minds in order. How do you get your mind in order? You've got to read the word. Okay? You know what that means? We're getting ready to launch a daily Bible reading plan together. How many of you got a cell phone? Smartphone? Or you got a computer? Smartphone or computer. Everybody got it, right? YouVersion Bible. YouVersion, you download it on your phone so you can read the scriptures. YouVersion Bible, okay? They have daily Bible reading plans. We're going to read the Bible together, okay? If you miss a day, you just catch up. Double up, okay? because we're trying to get everything in order, okay? But we're going to launch a, we're going to read the Bible in a year together. We're going to do it together. Why together? Why is it so important? So that we can get unity. If I'm reading it, Kendra, and something stands up and I come, hey, did you read the reading for today? Girl, what did you think about that? Oh, well, I read it and I thought, blah, 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 blah. And you know what? I thought about such and such. Okay? So we got to understand that we've got to get our physical bodies in order. We're going to do the three-day fast. That's just a start. That's a start. So you got to start somewhere, right? So we're going to do the three-day fast. We got to get our physical houses in order, which means we got to clean our closets out and get rid of the dead weight, old stuff, so that we can be ready for the new, the double that God is sending to us. And then we got to get our minds in order, and we're going to do that by reading the Word. We're going to do that by reading the Word, okay? So we've got our bodies, our houses, our minds. Hold on. Well, okay, our spirit, that's going to come with our worship. Okay? That means that we're going to commit to worship. What does that mean? We're going to be at church on time. Early. Why? You can't get into worship when you're rushing. Anybody ever rush in and you can't even, like it takes a minute to get yourself together to be able to get into the worship. So that means that we're going to have to make some commitments and some sacrifices, and we're going to have to push ourselves, all of us, out of here. I'm starting with me. Y'all know I'm leaving, looking in the mirror. I like looking in the mirror. But, you know, I'm leaving, starting with me, okay? All right? So we're going to get that in order. We're going to get our worship in order so our spirit can be right. And we're going to get our finances in order. Anybody need their finances in order? Listen. If God is giving us double prosperity, I need us to know what to do with it, okay? He's giving us double prosperity. That means that we need to be taking care of the little bit we got right now. Whatever we got right now, we need to do a better job of dealing with it. We got to do something with our finances. And I challenge you all, you know, I love you all because, you know, I talk to people and I say, you know, well, you know, I don't really preach on tithing because my people give. I mean, they give, and that's a blessing. But you all, if you really want to see the blessings of God make rich, tithe and give an offering. I'm going to tell y'all something. We had service and Sean had lost his iPad, and in the midst of all of that, He forgot to give his tithe. But check this out. How about he tracked me down? Come out. Look, I need to give you these tithes. Because, look, the Lord is blessing me, and I don't want to mess it up. He gave me the tithes. How about that same day, within a couple of hours, he got a phone call. The man had his iPad, and he went and picked it up. That is nothing but God. That's nothing but God. That is nothing but God. Okay? So we want to get our finances in order. You all, I believe that in 2014, everyone that is attached to the Acts Church International is going to see major shifts and major change. Everything that we've talked about, the double honor, replacing your shame and your dishonor with double honor, the double prosperity, which means that people are going to be doing and gleaning and taking care of stuff, and you're going to reap the blessings of it. All of that is going to happen for us. Why? Because we're going to do the other part. We're going to get that divine order so that we can walk in that spiritual perfection that God has ordained us to walk in 2014. I don't know about anybody else in here, but I'm ready for it. This thing is not a game. It's not a joke. It ain't for play. This is for real. And if you don't believe me, play with it in 2014 and see what God does to you. I didn't say the devil does to you. I said see what God does to you. God is serious about this thing. So as we look at 2014, let's get everything in place so that we can receive what God has for us. Y'all ready? Y'all ain't ready. Y'all ready?
Ready.
Y'all still ain't ready. We ain't got no unity. Are y'all ready?
Ready.
It's still off. It's still off. Y'all ready?
Ready.
All right. Let's get it in 2014. You all give God a hand clap of praise. I'm telling you, I don't know what he's doing, but whatever he's doing, Paul Morton said it's like this. Whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. And I definitely don't want God to do it without me. Amen. All right, y'all, let's stand up. All right. So as we prepare to close out, I need y'all to help me. I need your help. Oh, I'm not a singer. But we got a birthday in the house. Mama Williams got a birthday. We're going to sing happy birthday to Mama Williams. Amen. Y'all ready?
Yes.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mama Williams. Happy birthday to you. Woo! Now, I would be remiss if I didn't give her a chance. Do you have anything you want to say? Okay, all right. Thank you for loaning your daughter to us. Because she is a great blessing. And your son. Yes. All right, y'all. I'm going to ask my other half to come up and to dismiss us with a word there. Baby. Ricky B. Rick the ruler. What they call it. Knock him out the box, Rick. Knock him out, Rick. That's the whole plan.
Yeah. You know, that should be a lesson right there.
Yes.
And so, you know, I just want to say I thank God for what he allows me to have and what he gives me, you know. We've come a long way in 2013, but we definitely still have a long way to go.
Yes.
And so we're going to need each other in order to get there.
That's
you know?
Right.
So we don't need anyone to be pulling us back down the mountain when we're trying to make this successful climb.
Yes.
So listen, all I'm gonna say is, Lord, just thank you for this journey.
Yes.
Thank
God.
You for being the head. Thank you for guiding us. Thank you for having people alongside me, not anyone to pull me down.
Mm.
Father, we thank you for your mercies. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for the wonderful evening that you brought before us. Father, we thank you for good friends. We thank you for the good food that I know that's going to be out there tomorrow. And, Father, we just thank you for everything. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And you all, listen, this is what I need you to do. I need you to think about what you want to do in the ministry. What is it that you want to do? I laid out some ministries that I want to see us activate in 2014. And we're going to do it. We're going to make, okay, he's going to make Act Church International a great nation. We're going to have a praise and worship team. If you want to participate on that. Praise dance team, girls. Praise dance team. Praise and worship team. That's praise and worship. Okay. A greeter ministry. We're going to have a social media ministry. You know what I've noticed about our young people? They like Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So we want to put them to work for the church with a social media ministry. We got to establish a deacon ministry. We need a deacon. We need some folks to make sure everything is set up. And a hospitality ministry. Deacon Upshaw, Reverend Deacon, missionary. And a hospitality ministry. Because one of the things that we also want to do is make sure that people feel welcome. So we want to maybe have some kind of little snack, something in the mornings, you know, just to bless people, or in the evening, and figure it out. We can figure it out between us. We can work it out. But you all, I just need to know, are y'all committed to going on this journey with us in 2014? If you're committed to going on the journey, let me see by a show of hands. If you're committed to going on this journey in 2014, amen, amen. Those of you who are listening online and on the phone, I can't see your hands, but please inbox me and let me know you're committed to going on the journey. Post it on our Facebook page and let other people know. You all, we're going to do this thing. So, you know, we're going to do our countdown early, okay? So we're going to do a countdown. Y'all ready? Yeah, we're going to do an early countdown just for us. We're going to do an early. Son, don't start. Just go with the flow, please, because I can't make it to 12 o'clock. I can't make it. I can't make it. I'm going to be knocked out, right? So let's do a countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7.